We'll do in the Shulchan Menachem. This is in chapter 321. So they wrote to the Rebbe, you know, is there a problem to have many people use the same lulav and esrog? Now the Rebbe instituted that people should take the time of Yom Tov Chol HaMoed and give many people an opportunity to bless on the lulav and the esrog.
So some people can't afford to buy there.
Or they're not interested, maybe, you know, people who are not religious, or they're not, interested. So Rebbe said to go out and give them the opportunity to bless the lulav and esrog. And they asked the Rebbe, where should they get the four species that are needed to do this mivtza? And Rebbe says, I'm surprised because all those that are involved in this mivtza, either their fathers or their relative, have a set. Why don't you take their set? And the Rebbe says that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, used to give his dalad minim to many people to make a bracha on, so there's no problem in that. There's a story told about one of the Hasidic masters in the Hasidim, like the Munkacher. So they say that he would, on a regular basis, he would have other people use his lulav and esrog. And they asked him that when people are touching all these people, you know, one of the requirements is of the esrog, it has to be a hodor, it has to be beautiful. But all the people touching it, it loses its beauty. So he answered that there is no greater hodor. There could be nothing more beautiful than an esrog, than so many people fulfill the mitzvah. That's the beauty of the esrog. And as the Rebbe points out, that in the Gemara in Sukkah, over there it says that an esrog, which is of Truma Tahira, which a person is not allowed to sort of ruin, there is a problem with having it used by many, because the fact that it could be ruined is an issue because it's Truma. But other than that, it should be okay. We know a lot of times we have a issue. Oh, does the person allow me to use his, you have a talus, tefillin, right? You come into the shul, can you use somebody else? Unless you know that the person is particular in, or something, we assume that a person is happy. Let their mitzvah be done with their, you know, they're happy. So therefore, the fact is, even though some people might be, you know, they're watching the lulav and the esrog, they don't want anybody touching it. But by monetary issues, we go by majority. And therefore, all by all mitzvahs, especially, the Rebbe says, when we talk about a mitzvah which represents the unity of the Jewish people, which is the whole idea of the esrog and the lulav, they all represent binding together all kinds of Jews. Over there, for sure, people will not care to have other people participate.